Welcome to the Invested Dads Podcast, simplifying financial topics so that you can take action and make your financial situation better. Helping you to understand the current world of financial planning and investments, here are your hosts, Josh Robb and Austin Wilson.
All right. Hey. Welcome back to the Invested Dads Podcast, a podcast where we take you on a journey to better your financial future. I am Austin Wilson, co-portfolio manager at Hicks & Zerker Capital Management.
And I'm Josh Robb, director of wealth management at Hicks & Zerker Capital Management. Austin, how can people help us with our podcast?
Please subscribe if you're not subscribed. So hit that plus or follow or whatever subscribe button you have on your player that helps us to push new episodes to you whenever they come out, which is awesome. So they're just right there, ready to go.
That's right.
In your car. Boom. Load it up. Invested Dads. We'd also love it if you'd leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to us. That helps us to be found by more people like yourself. So today, Josh, we are going to be doing two things. This is our like beginning of the year and end of the year wrap up and prep.
Yes. So we're going to look backwards on how well did we predict 2023.
Hint, not well.
And then we're going to make our prediction for 2024 and hopefully do better than we did last year.
I mean, over the past like 4 years that we've done this, I think they haven't been that accurate. But it's so hard to project.
I'm going
to
be honest.
12 months, man.
50% success rate. You know? I mean, that's, I don't know. And when it comes to predictions, that's...
I was 1 for 5.
Oh, see?
Two for six if you include my bonus. So here we go. We each had 5 and a bonus. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the same thing for 2024 after a dad joke. So I'll start off.
Yes.
We usually give some form of market prediction. Mm-hmm. And I said the S&P 500 will end 2023 at 4,000, which was only 4.2% higher than it ended 2022, or about 6% including dividends.
All right. So you were looking at a 6% return for the year.
Total return or a 4% real return.
Okay.
I was way wrong. The market was up 26, the S&P.
26%.
Yeah. So a little short.
Yep. And so my prediction for that was, I didn't give a number, but I said that we would have a double digit return in the S&P 500, which was correct.
I said double digits if you include but decimal place.
Single digits. The digits matter.
Actual digits. So yeah, you were right. Said double digits, 10% plus. Yep. We were at 26. That's a good
one.
Josh, I believed, and this is another one that I've probably said a couple years in a row.
Yep.
I said emerging markets will outperform U.S. stocks in 2023, led by China.
Ooh.
And China's reopening. And
you should have told them that they needed to start reopening.
They did not get my memo. Yes. Emerging market stocks greatly underperformed U.S. stocks specifically, and China's reopening was clunky at best.
Yep.
There wasn't a lot of good news when it came to China's reopening. It was kind of a slow uptake in what was being reopened, and economic growth and everything came in weaker than expected, and their stock market was terrible.
Yep. So my second one, I focused on crypto.
Crypto.
And I made a prediction that there would be large regulations passed by Congress.
Right.
And while there were some minimal things that went through, I am giving myself a fail on that one because no large regulation on crypto has passed.
Could you have extended it into 2024 and claimed the Bitcoin spot?
Yeah, because even that, you could argue, there wasn't really any regulation. They just approved a new ETF that tracks crypto. That is a fail on that one.
Fail. My number three was that we would see some sort of resolution between Russia and Ukraine. That did not happen.
Did not get
there. Was no resolution between Russia and Ukraine. In fact, to this day, not happening. Yep. So, wrong.
My third one was the global supply chain, supply and demand would normalize. Again, that was coming out of COVID through 2021. Just a mess. 2022, we had high inflation, which was driven partly from the lack of supply.
But it improved.
It did improve. So I gave myself a correct on that one. We're close to normalization right now.
If not better than before in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So that was a correct one for me.
My number four was that we would have one rate cut from the Fed by the end of 2023 as the economy slowed more than expected. And I got no cuts, a lot of hikes, and a hold.
Yes.
And the economy did not slow more than expected. In fact, the most recent GDP print we had was the third quarter, and it was
looking pretty good.
Had in a while. Yep. So Wrong again.
I said we would not see a recession in 2023, and we did not see a recession declared in 2023. Now, recessions are backwards looking, but I think it's pretty safe to say we ended the year probably without a backwards look of a recession, even if 6 months from now. So I gave myself a correct score on that one as well.
My fifth and final regularly scheduled prediction was that inflation would moderate and would end the year between 3 and 4%. And it was 6 to 7% when we made that prediction. That was correct.
Yes.
We were right a tick above 3%.
I was going to say you were right in there.
Right in the range. Everything was good. Inflation's headed in the right direction. It's still higher than the Fed wants.
Yes.
But much, much better than it was before.
And mine was that the U.S. dollar would end stronger. It actually ended down 2%. Now, if you look at the chart,
I know there was
up until
there was a peak.
There was a point where I was looking really, really good on that one. And then the last couple months, it just dropped. And again, the way it correlates, it makes sense. And so it just happened from a timing standpoint. End of the year down 2% from the beginning point of the year. But it did strengthen throughout the year, but did not end stronger. So that was a no.
So of the five, I had 4 of 5 wrong.
Wrong.
So 1 of 5 correct. And Josh had
3 of 5.
3 of 5 correct. So Josh, if we could take your accuracy on these predictions and my stock draft.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a formidable foe together.
I think if I use my economic guessing to help my stock picking, maybe it would improve a little bit.
And then we both had a bonus or more of like a personal kind of fun prediction for the year. And mine was that Max Verstappen would win his third consecutive Formula One world title.
Yep.
He did, and he won it early, and he set records by number of races won in a row, points scored. It was an incredible year that probably will never be broken.
Okay. But that was a good year.
Prediction,
good year.
And I was right.
Got it. Now, I predicted that the Cleveland Guardians were going to win the World Series. They did not. Nope. Didn't even make it. So that was a no on that one, and that was just a hope. I'm still holding out for that team to win a World Series.
But maybe one day.
Maybe someday.
All right. So we're going to take a break. Before we get into 2024,
yes.
I was just looking back at 2023. We're going to do a dad joke, and then we're going to jump into our predictions of 2024. So Josh, dad joke of the week.
Mm-hmm.
How did Vikings communicate with one another?
Ooh. I don't know. How would a Viking communicate?
Norse code.
Norse code.
Not Morse
like
code.
It. Norse code.
That's good.
I like that
one. All right. So let's turn the page.
All right.
New year, 2024. We're each going to go back and forth with one prediction each and then a personal one. So 5 and a bonus.
Yep.
So I'll start market prediction. We're going to do it again.
Yes.
How wrong can we be?
Always.
Let's find out. The S&P 500 ended 2023 at around 4770 as of price level.
Yep.
My end of the year S&P call for 2024 is 5,000. 5,000 is a 5% price return.
Okay.
Or 6.5-7%, including dividends, total return. I feel like a lot of good news is baked in to market expectations, especially when it comes to interest rates coming down from rate cuts. And I think that that may be a little too optimistic and could pressure markets. I also think that we've had a really good start to the year so far, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all-time highs for the S&P 500 and the Dow. And we could see some volatility throughout the rest.
All right. For my S&P 500 prediction, I'm going to go with ending the year at, I rounded it, but 5151.
5151.
Which would be an 8% price return.
Not that far apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's more of a nice picking, really. That's the long term.
That's the long-term average, and it's a great... You know, though, the funny thing is it's rare that, even though that's the long-term average, that in any year you actually get an 8%, so... I'm almost setting myself up to fail just by doing that.
Like 30 and negative 10, and it moves all.
But I'm going to go 8.
Good. So number 2, my expectation for this year is that there will be no recession in 2024.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not saying there won't be a recession. And in fact, if you were to ask me when there will be one, I'm thinking 2025, early 2025, but not officially in 2024.
We'll save that for your next prediction.
Yeah. So we're going to wait till next year. But I'm saying I think we're gonna hold up all right, even though there are a lot of indicators that are a little bit weak. There's still a lot of strength out there.
Okay. All right. My third one, and I'm with going back to my regulation, but I'm changing where I'm focusing regulation on.
Okay.
AI.
AI.
I think
what's that stand for?
Artificial intelligence. We've talked a little bit about it in some podcasts. I think Congress is paying attention and feels the need to have some sort of say in its development or what, how far, what you can do. So I think there will be some regulation, official regulation, because they've had people come and talk and present to them, but they've not done anything yet.
So here's a question.
Yes.
Could you plug in to ChatGPT?
To make its own regulation.
Right. Yeah, right. Write some regulation for the U.S. House of Representatives to pass to
that would be great. And it just has it hidden in there like, I could do whatever I want. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What's happening? So that's my prediction, though, that some sort of regulation will happen.
My number three prediction for 2024 is that the Fed will cut three or less 25 basis point cuts. So a total of less than 75 basis points by the end of the year. That's a really a less than half of what the market's expecting.
Expecting more.
Market's expecting like 150 basis points or would be 625 basis point rate cuts. I think it's going to be
less.
A lot less orderly. It's not going to be like a smooth little cutting.
Okay.
And not as much.
Okay. So here's one that I did, and I was debating with myself on this. So my prediction is the Fed will cut rates, or at least do a rate cut before July.
Yeah.
So the first half of the year. Part of me thinks that they won't, but they should. In other words, we may start to see a little economic slowdown and they should be doing it, but they're stubborn and they wait. But I'm going to predict that they do, hoping that they're more on their game than I give them credit for.
There's like a two-thirds chance that they cut in March.
Okay.
According to the markets.
According to the markets. But I don't know that we're seeing enough signs yet that they're going to justify.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm with you that I think they are going to cut, but they're going to wait too long because they waited too long to increase rates.
Yeah.
They always wait too long to cut.
So this is the prediction where if they do what I hope they do, it'll be right. But if they do what I think they're going to do, I'm actually going to miss this one.
Right.
They're going to wait a little too long to make the cut.
All right. Here's a bold statement.
Okay.
My number four.
All right.
There will be a presidential election in the United States.
That's a guarantee almost.
Okay, so I might get that one right.
Add on to it. Yeah.
Here's the tricky stuff.
Okay.
It will be hard to watch it sometimes.
Yep.
And the president will be well over the full retirement age according to Social Security.
So the two front runners right now qualify for that pretty straightforward.
There you have it. I'm not really reaching
you're
too
getting
far.
For, you're getting a gimme there, aren't you?
I need a little help. I need a little help, but that's a bold statement.
I predict that the Republicans will take the Senate. Currently, it's 51-49. Very close. 51-49. The Democrats hold the Senate right now. So I'm predicting that'll swing to the Republicans.
And it was actually a shock that they maintained control of the Senate in 2022.
Yes.
When that election happened. So that's kind of why it wouldn't take many votes to flip.
And I think, if I remember right, one of those spots is going to be open anyways.
Yep.
I think... So anyways, the idea there is that you need at least one and win the presidency to break the tie or capture two to win it outright.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My number five, fifth and final scheduled prediction is that the USA, United States of America, will win the most medals at the Paris Summer Olympics.
Okay.
And I feel like I probably made that prediction for the Winter Olympics.
Winter's
hard because
I think I did.
Half of our country is not in a place that gets real winter.
Yeah.
So it's no surprise that Norwegian countries or Norway or
Jamaica and their bobsled team.
I love that movie. What's that? Cool Runnings, right?
Good movie.
But I think we have more of a chance in the Summer Olympics. So, and we are vastly ahead of the second place country in terms of historical medals won in the Summer Olympics, which is second place. It's a trick question.
I don't know. Is it tied or something?
It's Russia asterisk.
Oh yeah,
because it's like Russia plus the Soviet Union plus the Russian Federation
when they got sanctioned and couldn't do it.
All the other Russian groups.
If you add all the Russian groups together, they have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So my fifth one, and this goes along with yours before, that I also don't think there'll be an official recession in 2024, although I do think we will see some economic slowdown, but I don't think it will be enough to officially make a recession.
Okay.
But that'll trigger the Fed's reaction, I think.
And all my bonuses is more fun and personal. I believe, this copy-paste.
What do you got?
Max Verstappen
will
win his fourth consecutive Formula One.
Does he get to carry all his extra points from last year over?
No, that'd be so interesting.
That would just
what if you gave him like a handicap?
Yeah.
It wasn't even close, man. It was ridiculous. But I just think that car and him together, they're not going to be changing that much year over year, has such a great lead over the rest of the field. He's going to win it again. It won't be as much of a blowout as last year.
Okay. All right. So I'm switching mine up because I tried Cleveland for a couple of years and they just aren't helping me out.
Disappointing you.
And I've had some disappointment over the last handful of years. So Ohio State is going to beat Michigan.
Okay.
In football.
Oh, you specified football.
I should say that. In football.
That's a bold statement.
They in 2024.
A championship for Michigan.
In 2024. And they haven't beat Michigan for the last handful of years. That's my prediction.
All right.
Yep. Some people in my family are not going to like that, but I'm making that bold prediction.
That's bold. There's going to be some
angry people.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you had someone wondering, hey, what could happen this year or how'd those guys do last year? Send them this episode.
Yep.
At least you'll get some good laughs out of it. But if you have any podcast ideas, send us those ideas at hello@theinvesteddads.com. Or if you just want to connect, shoot us an email. And as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Invested Dads podcast. This episode has ended, but your journey towards a better financial future doesn't have to. Head over to theinvesteddads.com to access all the links and resources mentioned in today's show. If you enjoyed this episode and we had a positive impact on your life, leave us a review, click subscribe, and don't miss the next episode. Josh Robb and Austin Wilson work for Hicks & Zerker Capital Management. All opinions expressed by Josh, Austin, or any podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Hicks & Zerker Capital Management. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Clients of Hicks & Zerker Capital Management may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast. There is no guarantee that the statements, opinions, or forecasts provided herein will prove to be correct. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Indices are not available for direct investment. Any investor who attempts to mimic the performance of an index would incur fees and expenses, which would reduce returns. Securities investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. There is no assurance that any investment plan or strategy will be successful.